Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
The world remembers its own by their greatest achievement. They remember God's own by their greatest failure. That's the way it has been century after century. David, a man after God's own heart, was beloved and blessed under the most devastating of circumstances. Repeatedly, Saul sought to kill David so his own son Jonathan, David's best friend, could be king. Nonetheless, God had a different plan. But David's greatest failure left a blight on his career that demonstrated his humanity. Wrote Samuel the prophet, "In the spring, at the time when kings go off to war, David sent Joab out with the king's men and the whole Israelite army. They destroyed the Ammonites and besieged Rabbah, but David remained in Jerusalem." Read history and you will see a pattern. Wars were never fought in the cold of the dead in winter, but in the spring or summer when the grass is green and food is plenteous. David's first failure was that he stayed at home instead of leading the army of Israel against its enemies. The text continues. One evening, David got up from his bed and walked around on the roof of the palace. From the roof, he saw a woman bathing. The woman was very beautiful. Whoa, let's put this in perspective. First, if you go back and read 2 Samuel 2 and 2 Samuel 5, you will see that, right or wrong, the culture allowed more than one wife, and David had taken at least 6 women to be his wife. So when he looked over the palace walls and saw Bathsheba bathing, he should immediately have turned away. Instead, he asked, "Who is that woman? I've never noticed her before." You know the rest of the story, no doubt. I'm reminded of an incident that took place many years before, when the Hebrew children were taking possession of Canaan. A man whose name was Achan saw a beautiful Babylonian garment, a wedge of silver, and he hid them under his tent floor. When God revealed to Joshua what had happened, Achan explained, "I saw, I coveted, I took." David could have said the same thing. You know the story. Bathsheba came to the palace, and when David was intimate with her, she became pregnant with his child. This was followed by David's engineering the death of her husband, Uriah the Hittite. Time doesn't allow my exegeting Psalm 51, where David poured out his heart with scalding tears, begging for God's forgiveness, asking God to restore the joy of his salvation. Today, we're hundreds of years downstream from David's failure. Yet his failure has been duplicated by vast numbers of individuals the world over who never thought about the consequences of a few moments of pleasure. Infidelity is the root cause of 85% of broken marriages. It's true that Psalm 130 says, "If you, O Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness that you may be feared." God's forgiveness never removes the consequences of a failure. Taking what doesn't belong to you can destroy the relationship you have with your husband or wife. Avoiding the very appearance of evil means you don't allow yourself to be at the wrong place at the wrong time. Control your thinking, or your thinking will control you.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.